From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More Americans are falling behind on their credit card payments. We're not talking a deluge of default or anything, but credit lenders have seen delinquencies move up modestly this year. That's partly because they're lending more, Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
Right after the financial crisis, lenders were wary of giving out loans and cards to people with not-so-great credit. But now that the jobs picture is brighter,
that market is opening back up.
Patricia Hines is an analyst with the research firm Celent.
Borrowers with less than perfect credit certainly have a history of missing payments, so they are riskier for the credit card issuer.
A 2.5% delinquency rate is still much lower than what we saw during the Great Recession, when it was about 6.5%. But it's creeping up as household debt reaches record levels and wages stay flat, says Matt Schultz of creditcards.com.
If people keep spending on their credit card and those raises don't happen, that can cause some real issues.
He expects delinquency rates to keep inching up and says that for those with debt,
it's important to knock that credit card debt down when times are good.
Because it'll be crushing, Schultz says, if or when the economy takes a downturn. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.